You're listening to the Britpop Show,
sponsored by Creation Day Festival,
playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
You're listening to the Britpop Show, and happy birthday to John Power. Who's John Power? He's the lead singer of Cast, and he was also in The Lars. Here's Sandstorm. Happy birthday, John. No doubt you're listening. I'm sure you are. Get in touch if you are. If you want to get in touch and you're not even John Power, you're free to do so. All you need to do is hit that button on the app if you're listening live on Cotswolds Radio. If you're not listening live, then just do on X or on Twitter, just send at the Britpop Show, send me a message, and I'll no doubt read it out at some point, as is my want. Right, before we get on to today's what the theme is about, the theme for the show, what I want to do is, we've got some hot off the press news today, released today. Supergrass are doing a 30th anniversary tour of I Should Coco. That's the album performed in full plus additional hits. And that is in May 2025. They only announced it today, but they're going Glasgow on what looks like Thursday, the 8th of May, and then Nottingham, Sheffield, Newcastle, Birmingham, Manchester, Cardiff, Leeds, London, and then they're doing Cornwall, the Great Estate Festival, on the 31st of May. That sounds a good festival. Hopefully that'll be a good old lineup. So if you like a bit of Supergrass, you get on those tickets as quickly as possible, because they might sell out like the Oasis tickets. I'm not sure they will. But if you were listening last week as well, you'll no doubt have heard about the big debate that we had, the mass debate about whether, what was Supergrass's favourite song? Is it Moving, or is it Late in the Day, or other songs? I said it was Moving. Lots of people thought it was this one though.
Talking to you, hear what I say. So
Supergrass announced that they're going to play a load of gigs to celebrate the 30th anniversary of their debut album, and then I promptly play a song off their second album, In It For The Money. Obviously, that's the way we roll on this show. Right, today's theme is a tweet. You remember last week I said I did a couple of tweets, I did a few tweets that basically broke Twitter. And this is one of them. This isn't even the biggest tweet that I did. So it was a tweet that said, it was all to do with Oasis. And apologies for anybody who still doesn't have Oasis tickets. We've had yet another weekend of another round of people trying to get Oasis tickets and failing, and apologies for that. But this tweet said, because the point was a lot of Oasis tickets were going for £350 because they did that dynamic pricing, didn't they? People got to the front of the queue and suddenly a ticket that was supposed to be £180 was £350. So I didn't get tickets, and I said, I'm going to use the £350 I didn't spend on Oasis tickets to see other bands. Let's see how many top bands I can see by August 2025 for £350. Plus, it's these bands that need our support. Who's with me for this little game? I think I'll start with Britpop legends Echo Belly. Now, I tweeted that on the 3rd of September, and it's had 425,000 views. That's nearly 500,000 people saw that tweet. That is crazy. But this is my little game. This is what I'm going to do. Hopefully you can join with me. Get in touch either at the Britpop Show on X, or just smash the button now and tell me what gigs you are going to see and what they add up to, and whether that's within our £350 budget. I'm starting with Echo Belly. Here's Great Things. We'll be right back. If you want to do great things, you can support live music. That's cheesy enough for you. So Echo Belly are doing a tour. They've gone the 15th of November. They start in Newport, then they go Gloucester, Birmingham, Birkenhead, Stockton-on-Tees, Edinburgh, Glasgow, York, and then after that they go to Grimsby, Nottingham, Bournemouth, Exeter, Brighton, Leeds, Sheffield and Cambridge. So we're doing this, we're going through the gigs that I have already signed up to because I couldn't get Oasis tickets, didn't spend £350 per ticket. So what am I going to do instead? I'm going to go and see Echo Belly. What other bands can I see within that £350 budget? I've already got my tickets for the I know they're not quite Britpop, but I'm going to do it anyway. This is Dogs of Lust.
Online and on your smart speaker, playing all the best songs.
But it's been a while since I played one of those on the Britpop show. Who else am I going to see? So Echo Belly, I'm also going to see Hardfire. They're doing a tour in November. They're going Hastings on the 16th of November. Then they go Portsmouth, Cardiff, Wolverhampton, Nottingham, Glasgow, Sheffield, Manchester, Leeds, ending in London on the 30th of November.
Step, I yell like nothing happened, telling me that you're free and sick. I hear it's a physical reaction. You better leave, can't you see ya? K-A-N, won't be blamed for my actions. Oh, have I ever loved you? So dumb, what did I ever trust you? But you and he laughed at me, oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you lay together. I could not eat for days. I cried so much, my face has never been the same. And now you're back here with your lies. I hope you realize. You think I'm gonna take you back? You had to try and take some more. You went behind my back, girl. Cheated on me, or was the last to know? Did everything we have, girl, mean nothing to ya? Well, I was such a fool. Now you come crawling back, girl. Well, let me tell ya, I am through with you. I'm back up on the floor, and I won't get hurt no more. I've been waiting for this day when I'll be back here.
You're listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
That's right, believe it or not, you are listening to the Britpop Show, even though we've just played a bit of the and Hard Fire. So let's bring it right back to Britpop. What we're doing is I am telling you what gigs I have booked instead of spending £350 on an Oasis ticket, and you're welcome to do the same. Let me know what gigs you've booked and we will run through those shortly. So I've booked Echo Belly, the Hard Fi, and Blue Tones. Love a bit of Blue Tones, and they are touring in October, 17th of October. They do Bournemouth, then Lyme Regis, Swansea, Bath, Southend, London Electric Ballroom, I like that venue, Cambridge, Northampton, Chester, Leeds, Edinburgh, Carlisle, Coventry, Oxford and Lincoln. Strange place to end, but they end there on the 9th of November. Right, I've still got money left in my budget. You've heard what I'm going to do, though. For my £350 that I saved in not buying an Oasis ticket, there's 4 gigs that I'm going to go to, and I'll still have lots more. And I've got until August next year to carry this on. So feel free to let me know during the year what you're up to in terms of gigs. But we've had a lot of responses. Vicky has said for her upcoming gigs are the Holy Coves, Apollo Junction, the Lilacs, Skylights, Matilda Shakes, the Heavy North, the Kairos, the Chase, Rainmaker, the Snuts, the Crooks and the Claws. Price paid less than my budget of £350. Pretty good going. Then we've also had Phil Bradley, who said he's going to Sonic Boom, Burton, which is free, Marseille, Deco Band, Dub Pistols, the Claws, Confidence Man, the K's and the Claws again. First one in King Tut's and the second one in Brum. And still money left in the budget. He gave me all of the prices there. And Helen has said she's going to see John Power of Cast. We've already played some Cast. Kasabian and also a bit of Shed 7.
I don't keep my secrets there.
Welcome to the start of the hashtag NoOasis movement. In other words, if you don't have Oasis tickets, what are you going to do with the £350 that you saved? What gigs are you going to go to? Penguin Lady is going to Before Christmas, Evan Dando, The Lathams, Keen, Glas Vegas, The K's, Sharp Class, The Royston Club, Teenage Fan Club and Vampire Weekend, all for £204, big old list, and still £146 left from the budget of what might have been paid for an Oasis ticket. I love the Twitter handle. This one is Manson's Only Love Child. They're going to see the Mighty Space Band in November. That they say they never fail to put on a good show and absolutely top blokes.
Hits from the 1990s.
Jeff Shibley, who goes by the Twitter handle at PowerPopJeff, he says for half that price, he has tickets for Front 242, Johnny Marr, Pulp and James. You've got to celebrate both Pulp and James. They are two massive acts.
How sweet it could have been. 90s.
Give me
Colin Yap has says between now and Christmas he's got the K's, the Kairos, the Slates, Art, Revivalry, Laurie Wright, Marseille, Wonder Horse, Sprints, Fontaines and Holy Coes, which is £181.39, which leaves him £170 for beers. Steve Murphy says this is like an old style gig guide, loves it, he's going to see the wave. And Bantha 75 is seeing an absolute load for £348, including Embrace. Playing this game, Jamie Smith says so far he's got Cast, Space and Mark Morris, and a load of people, and I mean a load, said £350. For that, you could see Paul Heaton 10 times. Sarah said it for one of them, but there were loads of them. And the point is this, Paul Heaton, he's kept his live show prices at £35, which is pretty reasonable. And this is a direct quote from him. He says that, you know, the music industry is full of greed. And he says, some artists are greedy or ill-advised. I want fans to be able to afford to buy a drink. I applaud that.
from the bottom of my pencil case. I love you in the songs I write and sing. Love you because you put me in my rightful place. And I love the PRS checks that you bring. Cheap, never cheap. I'll sing your songs till you're asleep. When you've gone upstairs, I'll creep and write it all down, down, down. Oh, Shelley, oh, Deborah, oh, Julie, oh, Jane. I wrote so many songs about you. Forget your name, I forget your name.
Jennifer, Alison, Philippa Sue, Deborah, Annabelle too.
I forget your name.
Jennifer, Alison, Philippa Sue, Deborah, Annabelle too.
I forget your name.
Upon the tears you weep, so cry, love it, cry.
Neil Crozier says he's been to loads of great gigs in 2024 for reasonable prices. He has seen or is going to see Smashing Pumpkins, Weezer, Mannix, Suede, Inspiral Carpets, Wedding Present and Therapy, all for a total bill of £230. Alec Willits says apparently it's £50 to see the Idols at Ali Pali. He says that's more like it. And Claire Chow says she's booked to see the Lightning Seeds. She doesn't say the price, but I know they're on tour.
Sounds like
We had so many responses, I really wish I could read them all out, but we haven't got time. Mark of the Devil, though, he said he's going to see Ride in 2 weeks. That's 20% of Oasis at 10% of the price. It's a pretty good shout. Christian Brecken said he got a flight from Norway, hotel in Brighton, and tickets for Echo Belly for the same price as an Oasis ticket. We had Vot Skickers saying he paid £22 to see Oasis at Nebworth. They were supported by Mannix, Prodigy, Ocean Colour Scene and Chemical Brothers, and he's just paid the same to see Echo Belly in Stockton. And we'll end with Neil Tonks. He said he gave up trying to buy Oasis tickets, and with the money he saved, he bought a 3-in-1 kitchen tap instead that was on a mega offer deal for £299. He said, sod Oasis, I can now have an instant hot drink anytime I want. You go, fella. See you on the flip side.
Build up and squash between the narrow beauties, what we all should breathe, and ease his bones. Fill in the pages of tomorrow's yet to be, where life is changing slowly within inside me. Home grows the way that it should be. To see, homegrown is the way that it should be. Seamlessly, endless nights of summer passing slow. The world surrounds me, getting smaller. Grumbling.